Hey everybody, what's up? This is Christopher. You're listening to Finding Japan. I don't know what episode this will be because there's quite a bit of material that I have backdated right now that I haven't had a chance to get to, which is one of the reasons why I'm doing this recording right now. It is Monday morning, and I am walking to class. You are traveling with me at Waseda right now. Lucky you, huh? Breathing a little heavy because I just got out of the train station, and the way the train station works is you have to go down before you can go up in that particular station, the exit I need to get out of. At any rate, I figured I would do a quick audio update episode. I have multiple things that I need to put out. The problem is time to edit. I have a little adventure that Alex and I went through, just going to our weekly tonkatsu place that we like to go to, and did some field recording of that I think would be interesting, especially when we walk into the store and we get to hear the store owners greet us and seat us. It's kind of fun. I have a pretty long-winded diatribe on the history of podcasting that I wanted to put up. And actually, no, let me take that back. Not so much the history of podcasting, more about thinking about what podcasting is and looking for some historical precedents to podcasting. And I also have the coffee episode that needs to be edited. At least we need to start doing that. I did a lengthy Skype interview with a good friend of mine, and he's also quite the coffee expert, really. He's had coffee around the world more than I have, and he really likes Japanese coffee. So we talked about all sorts of different Japanese coffee. So that needs to be edited as well. But in the meantime, I wanted to stay in touch with you guys and give you an update. So everything's sort of out of order and combobulated now. But the cool part is I'm carrying my laptop around with me now so I can sort of edit on the go. I'm going to try and get a little editing done before class in the classroom. We'll see how that goes. You should be hearing some sort of weird music in the background. It's the music that I have in my headphones right now in the other ear. And I'll explain in a moment why it's there. But for now, I'm going to jump in the convenience store, but I'm going to leave the phone running here so I'll capture some of the sounds of the convenience store. Okay, we got to decide what to get for breakfast. Okay, I'm back. I ran into a classmate who's in a different level than me from Australia. Just had a quick chat with him. I may try to contact him later, see if he will let me use that audio, but if not, I'll just cut it out. And so the reason why this funky music is playing is because I sort of had a weird moment in the train this morning, sort of an epiphany. But it really kind of started with last night. Last night I headed out to Shinjuku to meet up with a few of my classmates to watch Spider-Man 3. It's my first theater experience in Japan, and it was a lot of fun. The theaters are very, very nice, very well kept, very clean, comfortable, and the sound is great. And not too much difference from a U.S. Megaplex theater. I will just put a couple pictures up, I think, on this podcast page. But anyway, on the way, I got stopped by the police again. And they were curious to see whether or not I really owned my bike. And it really kind of irked me. It annoyed me in a way because I wasn't doing anything suspicious, but yet the suspicion was automatically cast. And I know from a foreigner standpoint, it may seem like you're being singled out as a foreigner, but in this case, I'm really not going to make a judgment one way or the other. I'm just going to accept the fact that I live in their country right now and need to follow by their rules, however unfair they may seem from my perspective. So if they want to stop me multiple times, it's fine. But it got me sort of thinking about why it is I'm here and that experience in general. Why am I here to have such experiences? I began doing my long-term job search. We're talking, 2 years out. I try to do research once a month about companies and collect information and see what kind of jobs they're hiring for, see what sort of things I may want to do in the future. We're talking, and again, we're talking years out here. However, it got me thinking, well, that experience with the police officers was kind of interesting and really wouldn't get that anywhere else. And part of the reason why I'm here, in fact, the primary reason why I'm here, is to experience another culture. And sometimes it gets really easy to get into the rut of just daily living, and you start to sort of close your mind to these experiences. And that's what I found myself doing yesterday when thinking about the police officers and getting a little annoyed and upset. I realized I was closing my mind not to the officers or that particular situation in general, but the feelings that I had towards that situation. And really what I need to do is just sort of look at these experiences, this whole experience, as it is an experience, and let the things that bother me slide off and keep my eyes and mind open to new experiences all around. Otherwise you'll end up becoming a jaded person. So, anyway, it was just sort of a weird confluence of events that I was sitting in the train thinking about this stuff, and that song came on. That song is by The Boredoms. I'll put a link to their album where you can buy it and where you can get that particular song, and hopefully I don't get tackled for using it. Very, very cool band. I want to promote them. And I'll post some links to some history about that band. Excellent experimental noise rock band from Japan that's been around for a very, very long time. Hey, kitty cat. Okay, well, I'm almost at school. I don't know really what else I'm going to say here. Let's see. Is there anything else worth saying? Oh, the only thing I did want to say is, again, sorry for the gap in podcasts. I will certainly get as much of that material edit as possible very, very soon. So please look forward to that. And I hope you all have a great week. Since it's Monday morning, this probably won't get posted until Monday evening, so Monday morning East Coast time, sometime around there, I'm guessing. Sometime before noon. Because I don't want to be up past 1 o'clock tonight. Okay. I am here at school, so I will let you all go. I hope you have a great day. And that's it for now. So I'll talk to you all later. Take care. Bye. again. This is kind of an odd habit I've acquired. It's Monday night, and I'm on my way home. I recorded the other half of this. Let's see. It would have to be about 11 hours ago. No, 12 hours ago. Right now, it's after 8 o'clock, and I'm on my way home from work. But, the habit that I've acquired here is to podcast on my cell phone in one ear and have music blaring in the other. It's quite a surreal experience. I wonder if it actually changes the topics that I have jumbling around in my head. Right now I got Prince and Oh Sheila going. It's pretty awesome. Kind of puts like a strut in your step as you're crossing the street. But I don't think I've heard Prince yet since I've got here. I'll have to do that up at karaoke. I just wanted to comment on the rest of my day and kind of cap off what I'd said before. Thinking about, sort of taking the whole experience in, was really helpful. It made the day fly by. And I really focused on what I had to do for work and got everything nailed down and got prepared for tomorrow. I'm going to be leading my team through a discussion and a new analysis method that they're not familiar with, so I had to prepare quite a bit for that. But instead of thinking to myself, oh man, I have to work so late, I kind of spread my time out a little bit so that I could walk to the first train station with a coworker of mine and made it a point to speak to him only in Japanese and kind of practice and at the same time get to know him a little bit. So going through that experience of kind of realizing in the morning that I needed to take a different approach. I can't really say a different approach. I just need to sort of open my mind even a little bit more. I mean, I know it's open since I moved to this country, but at the same time, gotta keep it open a little more. Let's see if this fire truck goes by us here. No? Okay. Man, I gotta turn Prince off. It's really distracting in the other ear. Okay, much better. I can focus on you guys. Going through that whole process really helped sort of put a spring in my step and set my day. It was nice. And there was something, I've been blogging for work as well. And it's a really good way to share information with my peers back in the U.S. and at the same time really keep track of the work that I've been doing and give myself some time to think and reflect on what I'm doing. I don't think many knowledge workers really take the time to do that unless they blog frequently. So we have an internal site at work that I blog to. Well, I had decided it would probably be a good idea to have my coworkers in Japan review it as well. And I'm glad I did, because when I came into the office today, the CIO asked me to step into his office, and he took the time out of his day today. It's going to be really windy right here. Hold on. Now there's a sight you don't see every day. Usually you see the women with their children on the bike. This guy was a salary man, complete with suit and a strap on his back, and he was bicycling his child down the road. Child was in a front basket type seat. But anyway, the CIO, took some time to walk me through key part of their business and how it works, and it's very, very confusing, nothing like I'm used to. It's partly cultural, partly organizational, and we also cleared the review of a business strategy I'd known about, but we hadn't really had the opportunity to go through it, so I'm glad that went through too. So, anyway, yeah, good day. It's about I want to say 8:15 in the evening right now, and I'm walking home. And I am tired, but it's a good tired. I have maybe about 3 hours of work ahead of me. And after that, I hope to get the podcast done. I've been making very good use of my time on the train lately. And I've been making sure that I at least pull out one of my textbooks and study a little bit on the train. Every little bit seems to help. And I think the more frequently I do it, the better off it is. Yes, and then I wanted to make one more comment about music. Sorry, this thing's just like all over the place. The show notes are going to be dyslexic for this deal. Anyway, I'm coming out of the train station. Before Prince, I had the original, I think it was Cool in the Gang. I think it's Cool in the Gang. It did Summertime. It was the track that Fresh Prince used for his Summertime song. You know, it's got that, like, kind of octave keyboard line. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go look it up on, like, Pandora or something. If you're in the U.S., apparently they shut down international listening, but I haven't tried it out yet. I've been too busy. So I had Summertime blasting in my earphones, and I was sitting on the train reviewing my cons, and I said, you know, I'd like nothing more than just a beer right now with some dinner, you know, like one beer, nice beer. So there's one exit that I get out of the train station, and it has a convenience store literally right next door. So I hopped out, got a beer, didn't drink it yet, waiting to get home, and Prince came on. So I don't know, overall a pretty good day of various music and various thoughts. So I hope you enjoyed those thoughts. Again, I will get most of that material out sometime soon, probably this week. Like I said, I'm toting my laptop around now. So hopefully, if there's more opportunities for me to actually sit down and edit this material, I will take advantage of those opportunities and try and get at it. So, well, that's it. I'm about a block away from my home, so I'm going to let you all go. Thanks for listening, as always, and look forward to some more episodes soon. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.